Holy Letters of the Rebbe, Volume 4. We're up to letter number 1221. And the Rebbe starts, Baruch Hashem. This is dated the 29th day of Elul. Again, Tisa, Tavshin Yud Aleph, Brooklyn, New York. Shalom Avraham. The Rebbe said, I received your letter with the Pidyon Nefesh, with the note that has been enclosed in it, and I will read the Pidyon Nefesh, Bli Neder, what about, on the Tzion, on the resting place of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with all the titles, before Rosh Hashanah that is coming upon us. So, which means that day. The Rebbe is saying to him, so a person is asking the Rebbe for a blessing. The Rebbe says, I'm not going to wait for after Rosh Hashanah. I'm going to read it before Rosh Hashanah that is coming upon us. Must be a few hours left. I'm not sure exactly. The Rebbe would usually go to the cemetery on the eve of Rosh Hashanah and visit the gravesite and pray for everybody at the site. You know, people would say the Rebbe Pidyonis also, the Rebbe would hold it by Tkiyas Shofar and also read it at the resting place of the previous Rebbe. As far as your question was, whether you should go visit Israel, our holy land, after the Sukkot festival that's coming upon up. So the Rebbe said, I'm not sure about it. Why would you want to do it in a Shemitah year, etc.? What does the Rebbe mean as far as the Shemitah year? Well, you can't eat the fruits over there. But I think what the Rebbe means here is, because we have to look some of the other letters of the Rebbe's writings over there, is the Shemitah year has to be dedicated, not for trips, not for visits. It's a Shemitah year, is Lashem, has to be, I'm not sure exactly, but perhaps the Rebbe was saying a Shemitah year should be more of a time of dedicated to the study, and don't no traveling, you know, and that's why. That's just a thought, I'm not sure. The Rebbe says, I would be interested to find out what's going on with your son, as a follow-up to what we had spoken together when you were here some time ago. What happened with that? The Rebbe is asking. And again, for the new year, the Rebbe is it's coming upon us. I'm expressing my blessing to you, to your family members. A blessing of Suvach Sima Toivah, Shana Toivah Mesukah, written and sealed for the good, a good and a sweet year. The Gashmi V'Ruchni Gam Yochad, physically, spiritually, together. The Rebbe always emphasizes here in his letter, the blessing, Gam Yochad, together. The physical and the spiritual should go hand in hand, and both of them to be successful and have a good and a sweet year in all of these matters.